Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
Hello, I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and I'm delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest my good friend of many years, Bill Miller. Bill is CEO of Breedler Food Incorporated, and Bill, it's a delight to have you with us this Sunday afternoon.
It's an honor to be here with you and Chuck, and Tom, you're just about the top of my most admired list.
Oh my goodness, how am I going to do a show with that type of accolade? Bill, you came to Lubbock to tech in 1967.
Sight unseen, I drove out here.
A very long journey from?
Bonham, Texas, about 90 miles northeast of Dallas on the Red River. Great place to grow up.
What's the population of Bonham in those years?
I think it was 6,000 then and 6,000 today. It's just far enough from Dallas to not get the workaday creep where people come out and commute. Small town, good town.
What was it like growing up in Bonham for you, Bill?
Everybody knew everybody. Everybody's parents were back from the war. There was not a lot of wealth there. We had a dentist. For a while, we didn't have a doctor. We had a clothing store and a hardware store and a Woolworth, Fine a Dime. And I tell people, I got my bicycling merit badge. Me and another guy rode probably in a day on a state highway to Durant, Oklahoma, and back, probably 80-mile ride. Parents never worried about you. It was a great, safe place to grow up. And everybody, you could tell, they were catching their breath from World War II.
But you see, one of the great legacies you and I have for growing up in small towns is a great belief in community.
I remember my dad was a carpenter. I had a great life growing up, and my mom was a school teacher and then an assistant librarian. I lacked for nothing, but I can remember my dad. He belonged to the Church of Christ, and I'm talking old-time Church of Christ. And I can remember him putting a $20 bill in the collection plate. I just remember $20 was pretty significant. That's stayed with me. My parents were very quiet people.
But they knew what it was to give, to support, and to be generous with what they had. Fast forward just a little out of a very secure, shall we say, background and growing up in a small town, you came to Lubbock in the 60s. And then, in addition to going to school, you worked with Time Incorporated to begin with?
Right. The entity that built the Science Spectrum building, that whole building was the corporate headquarters for Time DC International. They were a large, about the third largest trucking company and an international freight forwarder. There were several people from Lubbock. Gary Andrews with Graco Real Estate. He and his brother Dwight worked out there. Mark Flanagan worked out there.
And Larry Anderson, of course,
yeah.
Too.
Great opportunity for me. Coming from Bonham, I had no idea what big business really was, the corporate world. Everybody in Bonham, basically either a small business or you worked at the VA, the Veterans Administration, where my dad ultimately worked. Coming out here, I tried to walk on and play basketball, and that lasted 30 minutes, literally. I had a real good time at Tech and worked. It was a great experience for me.
And continue to work with Time until then?
They offered me some advancement, and then ultimately they wanted to advance me to either Dearborn, Michigan or North Bergen, New Jersey, and my wife, Linda's from Midland. I had been told by people at Time that it's pretty easy to move from the Northeast to Lubbock. but from Lubbock to the northeast. And so we said, well, no thanks, but I had this idea for a business. And that was when trucking was heavily regulated. Anything that's heavily regulated, you have a lot of disputes. So I went to my boss and said, would you consider a proposition other than me going to Michigan or New Jersey? And he listened. He said, well, yeah, I think we'll be your first client. So I started this little business, and 10 years later, I had about 60 employees, and I could see deregulation coming. There was a Dun & Bradstreet, big corporation based in Murrhill, New Jersey. I was a small gnat on their backside, we'll say, but just enough to irritate them, and they could not develop these relationships with big transportation companies. And so I was fortunate to sell the business and stayed with them for about 6 or 7 years after that. Lived on an airplane. I traveled all the time. I've got 3 now adult kids. I would fly all night to get back for a ballet recital or a Little League game or something like that.
But you got to know the country, Bill, in the process of this.
True.
From your travels, like as you look back, reflect, what was one of the enduring, difficult as it was, gifts or perspective that type of travel gave you, in addition to the business that you were in, which was transportation?
It's trite. And it's true. So here I am from this little town, come to Lubbock. I get some socialization skills. I was in a fraternity, so that helped me there. I was 26, 28, 30, 32, trying to sell an intangible service to men nearly twice my age. I learned that there are good people everywhere. I learned really what is said about Lubbock, and that is the people here. We had several opportunities to move. There's something about the spirit of Lubbock, still even relatively low cost of living, particularly housing. We belong, do you remember Dudley Strain?
Of course, very, very well.
I won't say Dudley brought me to Christianity, but he gave me a little bit of a round-trip ticket. And I was about churched out, shall we say, and then we lived not too far from First Christian Church. And he, one day, there was a, and it was a knock on the door, and it was this little short guy, Dudley Strain. I would just say I've been fortunate to meet and hear Norman Vincent Peale and many people. Dudley was a messenger. I'll just leave it at that.
Bill, what a messenger he was, because, you know, of course, I treasure him as my dear friend and for many, many years, and he so enhanced the spiritual life of this community.
He did it without overwhelming you with religiosity, and he made you think, and I miss him to this day.
Thank you so much. Bill, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back to continue this fascinating conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest my dear friend Bill Miller. Bill, you've been in many other adventures in Lubbock, too, over the years. Do you want to just mention one or two, then I want to get to Breedlove.
Well, I mentioned the Dun & Bradstreet thing. Our company was sold into that and lived on an airplane, which I'd already been doing. And I'd been on a bank board for about 15 years and got recruited to be CEO of a bank outside of Lubbock, sort of a turnaround. And I did that for about 6.5 years and then took a little time off. Like I said, I had 3 kids growing up. I was recruited to be president of a group purchasing organization in healthcare, the Med Group. We both know David Miller. David was chairman of that, and we were owned by a venture capital firm, which was exciting, I'll say, also challenging. And then we both left that after about 7 years, took a little time off, and then I worked with about 20 different businesses around Lubbock. And then I got recruited to Reese about 8.5 years ago. Really enjoyed that, sort of reinventing the value proposition of Reese. We were fortunate to get Zachary Engineering, the third largest privately held engineering firm in the United States out there, Wiley Aerospace, Big Time Wind Research. I've always had a respect for the military. I didn't serve. My dad was in Burma and India, and my father-in-law was, he was in the Battle of the Bulge, Bronze Star. So I've always had an immense respect for the military. It was fun getting the aerospace guys back out there. They worked through the Department of Navy. Of all the parts of the military, I wouldn't say...
The Navy in Lubbock, yeah.
But that's sort of me. I've had a knack. Well, make people see things perhaps they couldn't see.
To see the ocean from Lubbock is quite an achievement, Bill, you know, to bring the Navy in and convince them.
I wouldn't cite it that grandly, but or creating a value proposition... And then making people believe they can do something with it.
And then you came to Breedlove.
6 months ago.
Tell us a little about the history of Breedlove. It existed with the food bank for several years and then became its own entity.
Right. They were one. In fact, there's a wall out there. I was just talking to Barbara Sessions, H.A. Sessions' wife, called me last week, and we were talking about they raised probably $5 million, and this was in 94. There is a hall there of etched glass of names. And if you're over 30 years of age, 35 in Lubbock, you recognize nearly every name. Everybody supported it. And it started out in the potato dehydration business. Frito-Lay had a plant here. They donated potatoes. There were some potato truck farmers. They donated potatoes. And then Frito-Lay shut down, and the truck farmers moved north. And all of a sudden, instead of no cost of goods, they had to buy the potatoes, ship them in from Colorado, and dehydrate them. Potatoes 90% water, so it's sort of an inverse value proposition, if you get what I'm saying. And they decided they needed to start moving out of that. So they shut down the potato dehydrator line, which is pretty significant, and moved into recipe formulary, basically integrating and processing purchased dehydrated vegetables, potatoes, lentils, soy additives to add to make the products fortified. And then through a partnership with USAID, we ship product all over the world. We are not faith-based, but I would say we behave like that. We have everybody from PhDs and chemical engineers, well-educated and degreed folks in food science, to three or four people who are second-chance people in the production line. They're some of the coolest people I've ever met. You can see I've got on khakis or jeans today. If things get slow, I'll go out in the production line. There's some manual parts to it, and I'll knock out a couple, 3 hours with them. I like to tell this story. We have a safety meeting every day. There are about 25 people in there. And we had a Food and Drug Administration surprise audit. They flash their badges when they come in. I know what FDA stands for. We were having this safety meeting. Several people in there are capable, but there's one woman who's been there, I think, 19 years, and her name is Lala. So we were going through all this, and they really didn't know me. The staff didn't. And so we were going on, and I said, you know, special occasions call for special things. So, Lala, we need the best prayer for this audit. Lala's a very unassuming person, and she went up front and kneeled down and crossed herself. We had one hell of a good audit. They didn't find one thing wrong.
So thanks to Lala's prayers.
There you go. I have been around corporate people, and I've been around small business. I have never worked at a place where people collectively, from all walks of life, are so focused on the mission. It's a unique feeling. I told my wife that day I came home, we were packing a container that was going to Cambodia. And I said, you know, you handle this stuff and you move it and you start thinking. And about 60 days, some child in Cambodia is going to be surviving because even though it's real small, what you did today. You know, if you hear the still small voice, it's kind of one way of answering it.
And I think you do it so elegantly and so beautifully with true breed love. So the food is processed.
Each country, now they may not be able to afford buying it, but they can tell you what they want and need. And this month we're shipping to Cambodia, Honduras. We ship to Haiti pretty regularly. We shipped last month to Pakistan and Uzbekistan. We're developing more relationships with standalone NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Those can be very well funded. My mission each day is humanitarian food relief, cover our cost of production, keep enough work to keep this great team that we've got now going. You can get it to the domestic port. The ocean is not that difficult, but clearing customs at destination, particularly in a country that's got some turbulence, and then getting the product from the destination port to the user so that it either doesn't get scammed or confiscated or somebody shows up and says, well, if you want to move this outside the dock, you're going to have to pay us a commission. These NGOs, they are committed people, and every country has them.
Bill, we'll take a short break and then we'll continue this fascinating conversation on how food from Lubbock reaches all four corners of the earth. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. This Sunday afternoon, we are so privileged to be involved in such a humane conversation about the wonder of the work that Breedlove does. And Bill, you mentioned in a particular way the very fortuitous relationship you have with USAID, and that's working very well.
Oh, yeah. Very efficient for us because we were awarded a contract to provide, and then they will vet the non-GO at the destination. So the destination distribution partner, basically, they'll just place an order for us. And we don't have to worry about their ability to pay us because USAID pays us. What we're doing now to diversify a bit is establishing our own one-off relationships. For example, World Vision. They do some business through USAID, but they haven't with us. They've got nearly 10,000 employees worldwide. They're the largest NGO in the world. And I was fortunate to just basically start doing what I do. Last week, we had their director of international corporate engagement and their director of marketing come in. These people come see Breedlove. The way I do it, there are a couple of other board members who are reasonably proficient at communicating, but I say it's not like the Miller Divine Light mission. We want them to talk to our people who do this so they get a feel for the weave of the fabric. They said they'd never been in a place like Breedlove. So they are working on basically a needs analysis for us. The good thing is they can pay us. They have 10,000 subcontractors in the world. They would be a very efficient partnership for us to move our product, and that's what we need.
Bill, as you look at the face of hunger in developing countries, there is a tremendous challenge to feed the hungry.
Well, if you want to look at what might not be, it's overwhelming. And I'm not sure where this comes from, about one person can make a difference. I do believe it's true. And most of the people who run these NGOs believe that. There is also what I would call an improving effort. USAID, much like the Peace Corps, teaching these people how to sustain themselves, how to install a simple water pump that's solar powered. And not that the solar power is voodoo, it's solar power. You don't need electricity. There's a lot of that going on about how to get this technology that we were talking about off air into the hands of people who can efficiently use it. Now, one of the challenges in a lot of these countries, corruption, graft. We actually saw a piece on 60 Minutes about the South Sudan. They can't get people in there. We actually saw footage of a warehouse with our product in it. We don't know how it got there. $20 million worth of food, so it was a lot of other product. But a militia came in and hijacked it. So basically, if you can not necessarily teach these people what I call the free enterprise or democratic system, but how to sustain themselves individually, that's the name of the game.
In addition, I like the advocacy side of Breedlove, too, which is part of what you do.
We're going to start doing that. We're not going to forget who we are and what we do. We're producing at about 18 to 20 million servings a month. We also have a paste component. Now, this is the evolution. If you remember Relief, you used to see the big C-130 come in. There'd be the big bags. Well, now it's moved to what we're doing, and that is containers, Ziploc almost in nature. You can either boil water, or in the peanut paste world, you just tear off the top. You can exist off lentils and vegetables. You can live off peanut paste. Now, you get real tired of peanut butter, but there's a nutritional component and then a fortified component. This paste production is the wave of the future. We're about to make a significant six-figure investment in paste production. We have a limited production capability now. USAID was in about 2 months ago, and they said, if you'll build the facility, we'll bring you an order for at least 100 metric tons a month. We're evolving how we do what we do.
Like getting the food in a form that people can get it readily.
They're called sachets. They're small Ziploc bags, relatively durable. In other words, they don't pop open in transportation, but they've got a tear. Not only can the kids eat out of them, they have enough firmness or texture that they can drink out of them.
How many countries are you currently reaching out to?
Overall, we've hit about 65. This year, we'll probably do about 20. It ebbs and flows. We hadn't shipped to Cambodia in some time, and we, for lack of a better phrase, struck a deal with a company or an entity called Serve International out of Atlanta, and they want to go into Cambodia. An NGO here, Operation Hope, Dr. Thomas, he goes to Iraq and Haiti, and it's a very good thing for us because he's got a destination distribution partner that will handle our product. Now, for example, there, we didn't go into Port-au-Prince because there's sort of a scrape off the top. We took it into a secondary port. His guy was there, and his guy got it to the mission and the church and the school.
Going forward to our listeners, if they wanted to subscribe to Breedlove, how would they do it?
You can go to our website, www.breedlove.org. We're beginning to generate newsletters again. You can always donate. We have some dedicated funds. I don't know if you're familiar with the AFR. It's administrative fund rate. Ours is less than 3%. So if you give a dollar, at least 97 cents is going to go directly to the purpose of getting food out the door.
Bill, it's been an absolute delight. Hopefully some of our listeners this Sunday afternoon will be prompted to reach out with some support for what you're doing.
It's an honor to have been with a messenger like you.
Well, thank you so much. In the context of our dear friend Dudley Strain, I'll accept that. He is so special to both of us. Thank you, and God's blessing on the wonderful work that you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.